All right. Welcome back to another episode of Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. And it is June the 1st, 2021. And yesterday was a celebration of Memorial Day. You know, and that's the day sometimes we forget about some of the kind of unpleasant times of history. And kind of gets glossed over in the military aspects of everything. You know, and I like to actually watch some of these war movies, you know, and the television's filled up with them, you know, at that Memorial Day weekend. And but they never, somehow or another, they never get around to telling you, were there any principles involved in any of this? I mean, was it somebody hit somebody else, and, you know, it was Pearl Harbor, and then declare war and go kill and take over and blow everything up. And, you know, that's a very simplified kind of way of looking at things. And a lot of people died on both sides, all sides, and it was really pretty horrible. But somehow or another, television programs never seem to get around to the real heart of the issue. What were these things really fought for? What was in contest? And who was taking sides with what? And how were they actually operating? When you find these things out, it's just all pretty disgusting. And the poor, it seems like the poor never get to hear the story. They never learn. They never are told. They never have time to read. They never can discern anything. They just, you know, something happens and they respond to it. They react to it. And, you know, it's just, you got to ask yourself, how long can the world keep going when it just the poor masses just respond to one thing after another? That we got to get beyond that kind of thing where, you know, just the, you know, even today I go out to go shopping, you know, to the Walmart. My wife needs something to finish sewing something. And, you know, here all these people are still wearing masks around, you know, they didn't get the memo. They didn't, you know, the thing, there's no mask requirements anymore. And they just get accustomed to it. And, you know, it's what we've been doing. So we just do that. Well, back on the Memorial Day stuff, I'd like to quote some of this song. It was put out by Country Joe and the Fish. It was a Vietnam song, and I'm going to read you some of the lyrics because I think they still apply today pretty much. It says, well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. He's got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. So put down your books and pick up a gun. We're going to have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. Come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. Why, man, this is a war of go-go. There's plenty of good money to be made by supplying the army with a tool of its trade. But just hope and pray that if they drop the bomb, they drop it on the Viet Cong. And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. Well, this thing is pretty good. Hadn't read all this before. Well, come on, generals, let's move fast. Your big chance has come at last. Now you can go out and get those Reds, because the only good commie is the one that's dead. And you know that peace can only be won when we blow them all to kingdom come. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me. I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. Come on, mothers throughout the land. Pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers. And don't hesitate to send your sons off before it's too late. And you can be the first ones on your block to have your boy come home in a box. And it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. Five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. Well, that's it. I thought I'd just read that. And isn't that, are we just doing that constantly? Do we ever ask why, and where is the principle? What has been done? It's just, and of course, I guess I don't know that you can get a direct correlation on this COVID thing. That's kind of a different kind of operation. But the Memorial Day, the war stuff, that pretty much tags it all. Most people simply don't know what any of this is ever fought about. It's just the government says we got a problem, they got a jam, and it's somewhere off there, and it's your good duty to protect the country, and so you go off and you kill some folks. Well, we simply need to get a little further down the road on that. What is lawful government? And I believe that if we're going to defend something, we ought to know what we're defending. First of all, I don't think most people in America even know what lawful government is. You know, the conservatives, they want to have things the way they were in 1950. You know, these terms like liberal and conservative, you know, those are meaningless terms, because most people that I meet and talk to and call themselves conservatives, they want to return to days like 1950s and when they were growing up and they were young and they remember having fun and some of this stuff wasn't talked about. But in reality, 1950s was no great time to want to conserve. You know, conservative usually means conserving things the way they are or the way they were at a certain point. And liberal means to change things or get to where someplace you want to go. Well, unfortunately, the place that I feel that most conservatives are talking about is not really worth conserving. You want to conserve something that's lawful. You don't want to just conserve something you're used to or something you're familiar with or some level of tyranny that you've grown accustomed to. And that's really what's happened in America, and I'm sure throughout lots more of the world. People have just grown accustomed to tyranny, to a certain level of it. And it has to be accelerated quite a bit. Tyranny has to be accelerated quite a bit before the people react to it and say, whoa, I don't want to go there. So some of this, thank goodness, in history, this does happen sometimes when they accelerate tyranny too fast and people react to it and severely, to the point that their set tyrants are set way back. And so hopefully this COVID can be that kind of an event where it wakes a lot of people up and questions the authority for the shutdowns and mask wearing and social distancing and closing of stores and staying home and closing of businesses. All that stuff was absolutely tyrannical, and there was no authority to do any of it. And had public health has no authority to do that either. So hopefully that shocked some people out of their complacency or their level of being accustomed to tyranny. So what is lawful government? Lawful government is simply the sole purpose of any lawful government is to protect the property of each individual consisting of their life, liberty, and possessions. And anything beyond that is tyranny, because that's all you have, that's all I have, is the authority to protect our own life, our own liberty, and our own possessions. And we delegate that to government. And sometimes we only want to delegate parts of that or some of it, but in totality, that would be all we would have to delegate. So the state, any government, all it can ever acquire is the authority to protect the life, liberty, and possessions of each individual. Now, in this COVID stuff, you know, they like to play games with you, and they pretend they're going to help all the people. The way to help all the people is to institute these measures, these clampdowns and shutdowns, lockdowns, and that's supposed to be protecting your life, and therefore they have authority to do that. Well, that really is not how it works, you see, because they haven't gone back and asked themselves, what is the authority lying in each person? And when you do that, you find out, well, Ron Avery doesn't have the right to tell his neighbor to wear a mask or close his business. I can do that myself. I can close my business. I can wear a mask. I can stay home. I can stay 6 feet away from everybody. But I can't tell my neighbors to do that for public health or my health. So if I can't do that, then I can't delegate that. So the and other people are just like me. We're all, in the eyes of God, we all have the same authority. And that is what I've just said, your authority to protect your own life, your own liberty, and your own possessions. Not somebody else's. You don't get to go over and tell other people how to do theirs. They have a right to do theirs themselves. So what that means is we have a right, and we can delegate our authority to make the decisions we think are most beneficial to our own life, liberty, and possessions. So that means the government must, in this COVID matter, must protect my right to keep my business open. My right to not wear a mask. My right to go out in public, to not stay home, and to meet and assemble with others. Now, so if somebody's trying to prevent me from doing that, they're trying to close my business, and they're trying to make me stay home, and they're trying to make me wear a mask, the government's duty is to step in and say, whoa, just a minute there, sir. You have a right to wear your mask and stay home and close your business, but you don't have a right to tell that guy to do that, so back off. Now, that's lawful government. And it applies the same way to somebody else. If somebody's trying to stay home and they've closed their business and they're wearing a mask and a bunch of people come around and say, now, wait a minute, we want your place open. your place has to be open, and we want you in there serving it, and we don't want to see that ugly mask on your face. Well, same thing applies. The government's got to step in and say, whoa, folks, what are you doing here? You can't be doing that. You have to back off. This guy's scared to death. He thinks he's going to get it. He wants to stay at home, close his business till it all blows over. And so that's what he's going to do. You see how that's a lot different from just saying, well, we have the right to protect everybody from the way we think they ought to be protected. That's not going to cut it. That's no authority to do that. So now that's what lawful government is, and that's the kind of thing we ought to get pumped up about protecting. If somebody is trying to destroy a government like that protects each individual's life, liberty, and property and possessions, that ought to be something worth fighting for. But we don't have that, do we? We don't really have that. You almost got to wonder, why are we fighting all these people over an unlawful government for? I mean, looks like we'd be wanting to get a lawful government to start with, and then we defend it. Let's create one, and let's defend it. But if you don't have one, what's the big whoop about killing a bunch of people to save an unlawful government that's violating the property of its own citizens? And, you know, with property taxes, this is a quote, property taxes, unquote, that is actual seizure of your property. That's not really a tax. If the sole purpose of government is to protect your property, it is contradictory to confiscate that property and charge you rent, eternal rent on it to occupy and use. That is unlawful as it gets. It destroys the very purpose of government. It is the greatest absurdity on earth to create a government for the protection of property and then allow it to confiscate your property. That doesn't work. So there's a principles to lawful government. And then we learn what the principles of law of lawful taxation are. It cannot alien the property of any individual. No tax, no lawful tax for the support of government can alien property for the performance of anything. Payment of money or performance of some other thing. Government must be supported by a means that does not threaten the property of the people. It's just that simple. And we just simply don't have it. Well, we got a caller, and I think we have a break coming up pretty soon. I don't know how soon, but we'll start with you now, James, if you want to. Well, better hang on. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
And I believe we have James from Vancouver on. Are you still with us?
Yeah, howdy.
Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, well, good talking to you again as well. I wanted to say, Julie really picks good music for your show. I really like that music.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Thanks a bunch for that.
Well, it's making your show stand out. And I've been listening to you talking about lawful government now for a while, and I hear a lot of what's written in the Constitution of the United States and the idea of protection for people's inalienable rights, personal rights, personal property. That came out of the work of John Locke, the philosopher.
Absolutely.
The only book, I need to read more by him, but what I did read was the book on a human understanding. That's a very sound basis for law. It has social repercussions. For example, I really had to call in because you did Country Joe and the Fish, and I had that album.
good for you, man.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah, yeah. And Well, what you had in Vietnam now, the way I look at it, it was an attack on the middle class of America. And
yes.
The reason people, I think, and I'm included in this, I'd like to go back to Ike Eisenhower, is because Ike knew how to control the generals.
Ah.
I believe he had a way to control them, because a lot of those generals and military people owed him over D-Day in World War II.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People may have come to him and said, look at, you know, and then Ike was simply quid pro quo, see? And,
yes.
And in government, the, how can I put it? I did international business for, well, I still do it sometimes. And, okay, let's go back to Vietnam. That war was done a lot because of the munitions companies, that is to say, the big arms dealers. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Because yeah, they had borrowed. Sorry. Go ahead. Hello.
Go ahead and finish your thought there.
Well, they had borrowed a lot of money from the banks to develop their jet fighters and so on and so forth, and you know, military type things. Well, it came time. I think the bankers said, "Hey, time to pay back." You see.
Uh-huh.
And so the reason, like you're talking about, you know, where does it all come from? Well, this is what happened. Was the bankers said, no, you owe us money, and you get the government to buy the stuff, and of course the Central Intelligence Agency.
Yeah,
you see, and so that's what happened.
Yes. I just wish that the people could were capable of asking questions like, what is the purpose of this, and what is why are we doing this? How is this a threat to my life, liberty, and possessions? And and what did they do? There was never a declaration of war, never any proof of real damage to anything. And it was just, you know, the terms police action. Well, of course, nobody even thinks about that stuff anymore. It was just, you know, it's all just, well, thanks the troops for doing all that. And, but I mean, we just going to keep doing this stuff throughout history, where it's just all these unknown people are doing all these things and getting away with it, or at some point, are the people going to get together and just say, wait a minute, that isn't lawful. We got to have lawful government, or we ain't going anywhere. And why can't generals be, are these people not educated either? Looks like they could say, wait a minute, Mr. President, you can't do that. Here's the law, and we ain't going.
That's a good point. Harry S. Truman used to call these guys the five percenters. Here come the five percenters, right?
Yes.
Today we call them Boblets. See?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not a five percenter anymore. That's 5% on the international deal that's done for weapons or whatever it is, right? And
right.
There's people they're in the middle. But anyway.
Thank you, James. We'll be back after this. Okay. Appreciate it. Right.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Been a long week, I've got a slow leak in my left front tire. I'm sick of where I work, my boss is such a jerk, don't care if I get fired. My back's about to break, no money in the bank, and she don't call me anymore. I'm down to my last rake, it's time to sell my things and pack my bags. Never look back on a parallel line with the railroad tracks and make my getaway. I'll put the pedal to the metal as the sun goes down. Leave everybody sleeping in this.
Thank you, Julie, for another nice moving, pushing, driving song kind of stuff I like. You know, James was just calling, and he mentioned that he was reading some John Locke, and of course, this is where I have gotten most of my ideas about lawful government, and I've also projected them. I found that these ideas are so correct and really have never been refuted or proven to be erroneous. They can also be expanded, because some of the things that weren't around during Locke's day are now around, and you can still project these things into the future and see how they apply today. But we have another. Oh, I want to say that at the end of this show, I will put a link to John Locke's Second Treatise of Government. I think James had been reading of Human Understanding by Locke, and Locke was very prolific. He wrote a lot of stuff and knew a lot of stuff about money and economy and all kind of things, but the main stuff about government is in his second treatise, which is profound and has never been overturned. But anyway, now we have Jim from Illinois, I believe. Are you still with us, Jim?
Yeah, I'm right here, Ron. Anyway, I hope I can add something to all this. Hale versus Henkel, it's 201 U.S. 43, decided by the United States Supreme Court in 1906. And it involved a Fifth Amendment claim that a corporate officer was making. But I find in the dicta, in many of these cases, that may not be the holding specifically, but what they are referring to are first principles of law.
Yes.
And the individual, and I'm just going to quote the case, and hope I can do this quickly. It's not too long. The individual may stand upon his constitutional rights as a citizen. Now, somebody has to understand their jurisdictional polity from being the sovereign and their polity as a citizen. I'll let people figure that out and argue about it themselves. He is entitled to carry on his private business in his own way. His power to contract is unlimited. He owes no duty to the state or to his neighbors to divulge his business or to open his doors to an investigation, so far as it may tend to criminate him. He owes no such duty to the state, since he receives nothing therefrom beyond the protection of his life and property. His rights are such as existed by the law of the land long antecedent to the organization of the state, and can only be taken from him by due process of law and in accordance with our law, which we ordained and established, that is the Constitution, for the United States of America. You know, I'll stop there. But
I love it. I love it. You know what it says, you hold your thought, and I'll just shoot this out quickly. What that was saying was that your right to property existed before the law, before the Constitution. That any person owns their life, their liberty, and their possessions prior to the existence of the state, and we create the state to protect those things. Now, go ahead.
And I find that statement very compelling. Because that would include any state, all right?
That's right.
And going on, you know, when in the Declaration, when the subjects, the colonial subjects of England, decided that they were going to assert their God-given inherent right, they assumed amongst the powers of the earth the separate and equal station therewith are the laws of nature and of nature's God. And people really need to think about these things. A lot of people, I could talk to somebody within 90 seconds most of the time and find out where they're at. You know?
Yeah.
I know. Because the spirit of liberty, all right,
yes,
lives in men. You know, it's not something on a piece of paper. And I can state there again where where it states it in the, let me think here, gather my thought real quick.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I know how it is trying to carry this on. Go ahead.
Where in the preamble, you know, when it indicates that we ordained and established this here government for ourselves and our posterity to, I'm ad-libbing it right at the moment.
Sure,
somebody
that's
read
fine.
It. You know,
sure.
For the blessings of liberty, okay?
Yes, yes.
That liberty is a living spirit amongst men. And when these guys talked about starting brush fires in the hearts and minds of men, that's what they're talking about. Oh, that's the other thing is the first article we call the First Amendment, all right?
Yes.
I read it as, you know, most people read it as Congress shall make no law. Well, this is how you personalize it, people, how you own the law, your law. Jim shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. That's how you read that. And if I can't do it, no body, no group, no agent, and especially a creature of the state of which I created, can't do that.
Amen. Now, amen, brother.
The other way, a lot of people get caught up on that religion thing. Okay. It's your conviction of conscience, all right?
Right.
By which you press, freely press, free press your free speech. How? In your peaceful assembly. Where's your peaceful assembly? Wherever you may travel, you are a sovereign. That is how it works. And why does it work that way? To seek any and all redress of grievance. Man, I can keep on going, but I think
I
said enough.
I like that, Jim. That was powerful stuff. You did add to it. Yeah, I forgot my train of thought, where I was going with all that. It was very good.
Anyway, all right.
Again,
I'll go on. The enforcement clause is number two, article two. And when they stated that the militia being necessary to the security of a free state, they weren't talking about words on a piece of paper. They were talking about the free state of being, of men, free men, men of liberty. Anyway, I'll shut up for a second and listen.
Okay. Well, I kind of regrouped here. You said that because we're sovereign, and you know the state now is trying to make that out to be something evil, that there's something evil about men that call themselves sovereign. Well, that's absurd, because if we're not sovereign, then the Constitution of the United States was never worth the paper it was written on, because people
Correct.
Who aren't sovereign, people who are not sovereign, cannot make government.
Correct. And what did the sovereign do, or the ministers do, each one of us? We ordained and established this here government.
That's right. That's right.
It is our creature. It is our servant. It is our instrument and object.
Amen. And we can make it, and we can unmake it. Just like we made it, we can unmake it.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, why would you want to unmake such a fine piece of equipment or object and instrumentality? I would say what we want to unmake are the usurpers that have invaded our sacred halls of government. Hey, Ron, I'm gonna bounce, brother.
Okay, Jim. I'll tell you what.
Liberty.
Jim, you stirred up everybody. I got two more callers now. So thanks, Jim. Okay, Mitchell from Tennessee.
Hello, Ron. This is Mitchell.
Hey, how you doing? Good to hear from you.
A little interference there on the phone. Hey, listen, Ron, I wanted to ask you something. I wanted to mention something to you. There's this a great philosopher named Ron Avery. And on the Stop the Presses show with Mark Anderson on 5/28/21, this particular individual it's a quotable quote. It says here, you said, "I do not believe that people can file anything anywhere in America wherein they can live free under the tyranny that we are presently under. That is simply not the way tyranny works. No one is going to file anything to live free under the tyranny we are in."
That's
now, you said That's this in response to Murr and Loomis had called, talking about, there's a guy named Ron Sales and Ron Gibson, And yes, these guys are talking about various ways that you can file paperwork and do this to get out of the property tax issue.
Yes.
I'm hard-pressed to find if they've done it. They talk about it, and it sounds interesting what they're talking about. I would like Murr and Loomis to call back and give me some addresses. I mean, it seems like the onus is on them. I want them to give me names or addresses so I can check this out. I want to see if it's actually happened.
Well, Mitchell, maybe we should get them on my show and see what they say. I also said during that show, and I want to correct that I had known this Ron Gibson, that he had made a presentation at one of my establishments. And I don't think that's correct. I think I had that guy mixed with somebody else, a similar guy that was also named Ron. But, I've heard all this stuff. Let me tell you what I think is absurd about that. Once I discovered that there can be no lawful leaning of our property in America, because it really is allodial to begin with, it is absurd to go file a bunch of stuff. Here it is. It's already allodial, and now you're going to go say it's allodial in another way? I mean, this is foolishness. All of our property is allodial.
They rob you. You get robbed, and then you're supposed to go back to the perpetrator and beg
the
them wheel and deal with them. I'm not going to do it. It's reductio ad absurdum if you think about it. But you know, Ron, these people are always saying, "You volunteered." I mean, I hear this over and over. You volunteered, but you didn't know it.
Well, that sounds like deceit and trickery, Mitchell. You know you cannot volunteer for something you don't know and don't understand. So that's all. You know, Mitchell, now you've got some more people. I got three more callers. Do you want to say some more? And you got another powerful thing, or can I go?
No, go ahead. I can call back at another time.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Let's try to get those guys on my show, and we'll really find out what they've got.
Have to explain it in detail.
Okay, that's very good. All right, Ed from Illinois, your turn.
Hello. Brian, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi. Ed in Chicago, but I'm not in Chicago anymore. I'm down in Texas here, in Denton, Texas.
Are you? Well, very good for you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I just drove my niece down, all her stuff in my huge trailer. But anyway, I just wanted to comment. Smedley Butler, in his book, he said there's only two reasons you're in Memorial Day. There's only two reasons to go to war: if they're invading your shores, or to defend the Bill of Rights. I mean, you think that would be taught in the schools, like hammered into your heads, right? I mean,
yeah. What's the first one? Ed, what was the first one?
If they're invading your shores, if a foreign army is invading, yeah, time to go to war.
Yes, absolutely. And the other is to defend your rights. Well, you know, that means about half the time we should be going to war against our government, not some foreign force. Yeah.
How politics. So, yeah. It's so convoluted. I have no hope for America. I have not much. I mean, somebody was saying the other day, they can't even figure out 9/11.
That's true.
Planes don't bring buildings down. Somebody's building burned for a week. There was one in Philadelphia. I retired from the Chicago Fire Department. I've been in these high-rise fires. They're terrible, but they're not going to burn the building down. The building does not collapse. It's ridiculous.
Right.
But anyway.
Well, Ed, I'm going to do a big show on 9/11. I'm going to do a series on 9/11 coming up pretty soon. So, okay.
Pardon me?
Did you have any more to say?
No, I'm good. I was going to, I don't know what part of Texas you're in, but remember, going to have that Lone Star, maybe. I'll leave my number with the operator there.
Okay, with Julie. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
All right,
Ed.
Buddy. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thomas from Florida. You there?
Yes. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah. I heard you talking, and there was a guy, his name was Roger Sales, one of your callers just before this mentioned him. He was on Deanna Spingola's show on the 6th of February, February 6th. And without going into much detail, you should actually listen to it. It's an interesting show, basically talking about your political status. And it pretty much answers all the questions of, you know, how do they have such power over us? How can they charge us property taxes, et cetera, et cetera? And basically, it kind of boils it all down. And I would recommend anyone to listen to that. It basically explains, he explains, and I believe he's correct, most people in the United States do not understand that they have two political statuses, and they always choose the wrong one whenever they are asked. And the question basically is, are you a U.S. citizen? And of course, you say, yes, I am. Of course I am. And that's actually the wrong answer. The real answer is you're a U.S. national. And what you can do is, and people, I have a friend who did it. He applied for his passport, and he added an affidavit, because they show you on the passport, if you look carefully on the application, it says you can attach affidavits. He attached an affidavit and said, I'm not a 14th Amendment citizen, I'm a U.S. national, and it's my intention to be a U.S. national, and they basically, they didn't send his paperwork back or anything, they sent him a passport.
Well, that's all right. I mean, I know you can do that, but let me tell you, the people that review your passports, they're not lawyers or judges. They're not going to do anything except okay. I mean, just because things get stamped or approved doesn't mean anything. It just means, okay, they approved your passport, but you could put an affidavit on there saying you're the son of King Kong, and they would have probably stamped it and said, okay. Whatever, you know, it's just not, that's not a place where you prove or do anything. But I mean, it, yeah, you can do that. But it, yeah, but anyway, well, that's a good idea. I tell you what I'd like to do.
I'm going to go to that show.
Yeah, I'm going to go view that, what'd you say, Roger Sales?
Yes, well, the best is the Deanna Spingola show on the 6th of February, because he's basically starting at the beginning for somebody who's never heard anything about it and has no understanding. It's basically
well,
the beginning.
Mer's even calling again, and she left some information before, too, about, and I think I went and looked that up, too, by the way, and saw, but I didn't watch any of it. I just know where it is.
Yeah.
And I'll do my own take on that if anybody's interested in it. I don't know what I'm going to say yet, but I'll go listen to it and see what happens. It's not that I'm foreign to this. I've heard this stuff many times before. But, you know, I'll give it a shot again and see what I can dig out.
Yeah, give it a fair shake. Just one more time to listen, because I think he did a good beginner's guide to, hey, this is what it's all about.
Okay,
and the other
very
thing about,
good,
about a loyal title, that's Ron Gibson, like the guitar Gibson.
I know the guy. I know who you're
if
talking
you
about. I looked
bring
him
up his lectures on YouTube, and it's he's an interesting guy.
Yes.
Very interesting.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Ed, and we're going to move now to Thomas from Florida. Are you there?
No,
Thomas?
This is Thomas, Florida again. You've got me again.
Oh, okay. I need Chris now from Nevada, right?
It is. Just Chris. Thank you very, very much. A couple of different things. One, you can find the two different statuses listed at Title 8, Title 18 United States Code, it's Title 8 United States Code, Section 1101, parenthetical A, 22, it's a small a, parenthetical 22, parenthetical A and B. A says is a U.S. citizen. B says, though, it basically says that all U.S. citizens are U.S. nationals, but some U.S. nationals are not U.S. citizens. You'll find that in Downs versus Bidwell. Now, on the private grants of land-made patent, which are fee simple, absolute, alloidal title, creates a special island-type status within the corporate boundaries of the physical geographic boundaries of the state they lay co-permanently within. And that puts them under absolute exclusive, federally protected jurisdiction, not within the corporate state, notwithstanding what's termed federal criminal jurisdictions, where the states can take over federal prosecutions unless the federal government wants to.
Mm-hmm. That's all on a form that you sign, you say?
No, no, no. You have to do an acceptance of land patent. The land patent is a gift.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's given
yeah.
by the power of Congress at the hand and seal of the government. But you have to accept the gift in order to be owner of it, and you never register it with a corporate state because it doesn't lie within the corporate state. It's an island unto itself.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'll look into that. That's all.
I've been to Ron Gibson's seminar, and he's right on point. He has some excellent books that he's written on the subject. And so I certainly support his information. I had a little bit of information he didn't have. He had some I didn't have. So we were both richer for the experience, and I was proud to have make his acquaintance. He's a stalwart patriot.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we'll look into all of that and see what we can dig out, and maybe we'll make everybody free by filing the right form. Okay.
Well,
we just keep filing those slave forms, and what do you think we're going to get other than slavery? Well, just should have given us the free man form in the beginning, and then it'd have been okay.
Okay. Well, they got to give you the right choice. If you look on the immigration passport form, DS-11, Department of State Manual 11 form, that's the immigration passport form, at the bottom of page 3, it says they only issue passports to U.S. citizens, that's the A option, or non-citizen U.S. nationals. That tells you that citizen is a diminished capacity. It's a serf or a slave here in America. And therefore, you want to be a non-citizen U.S. national without the jurisdiction of Corp U.S. Inc.
Wow, that's I'm going to have to look into that. It actually sounds like the national is the one that has the restrictions. But anyway,
actually, when you're a national, you have all your natural God-given rights. Citizens only have privileges colored as the Bill of Rights at the plenary powers of Congress.
Well, let me ask you, if you had all that. Can you, under the COVID restrictions, could you say all of that crap doesn't apply to me because I'm a national?
Absolutely, because you're not within their jurisdiction. You're a diplomatic immune individual, classification of a diplomatic courier or other.
Okay, sounds very good. And Murr, we'll have to take you next week. Thank you very much.
Murr is wonderful. God bless you.
We'll see you Thursday. Fantastic.
We all know you're out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.